We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
You know, I've got a lot of faults, but there's always a strange sense of obligation that I have when I get up to speak, when I preach in a pulpit or on a platform or give a radio talk. You know, I don't want to try to pop any sham off on God. You can't do it anyhow. And I wouldn't want to do it if I could, but I couldn't if I wanted to, see. So I've always tried to be sincere with the public in all the messages I give. I don't claim to be perfect. I'm frail and human, very human. But when I walk into a pulpit or sit down to give a message, I want to be sure that I'm giving a message here over the radio now and all the time, in line with the purpose of God and the will of God. There's so much I don't know. I don't claim to be a great Bible scholar. I've lived so strenuously I haven't had time to live with books like I should. And most of my Bible study has been more or less of a devotional type Bible study. So I don't claim to know a great deal, but you know, if you know a few fundamental things, you can get through pretty well in this world. And I know one thing that I've learned long ago, and I found it in the Bible. There's no success in this world out of the will of God, and there's no failure in the will of God. If you're in the will of God, you're a success. If you're not under the direct will of God, you're a failure, though all the world may think you're a success. You've got to evaluate things from God's standpoint. He knows. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows every individual. He knows what's in your heart and your mind. He knows what you would do if you could do. One time, a man said, I'm a great musician. Somebody said, you are? Oh, yes. He said, I can't play any instrument. I can't even sing, but I would if I could. I would if I could. He said, in the eyes of God, I'm a musician. Now, the thing you would do, if you could do, in the sight of God, you've done it. Now, for instance, a man's not a murderer, as I've said so many times, because he kills somebody. He kills somebody because he's a murderer. If you would kill somebody, if you could kill him, in the sight of God, you're a murderer, see? Now, you wouldn't be a murderer if you wouldn't kill him, right? You might accidentally kill him and you wouldn't be a murderer. But if you would, if you could, you are a murderer. I've had some men talk to me and tell me about things their past life, things they would have done if they could have done, and how they were restrained, held back by Almighty God. I remember a young fellow told me one time about how he started out one day to break into a building and rob a building. We were out some other boys. And something intervened. It kept him from it. And he said, think about that. I would have been a thief if I'd have done that. Well, I said, you were a thief. Your mother's prayer kept you from doing what you would have done. Your mother prayed for you. Her prayers held you back. But you were a thief. You would have done it if something hadn't pulled you back. The thing you would do, if it were not for some pull of something back on you, that you would do maybe, but maybe circumstances don't permit you to do that thing. In the sight of God, you've done it. Isn't it strange that after all these hundreds and hundreds of years of human history, that man still struts his stuff and thinks he's some big something, you know? He's always been a failure. Man's a failure. Always has been. Why, you say, you think that? Why, certainly. He started off a failure. The first man that God ever made was the father of a murderer. The first woman God ever made was the mother of a murderer. You call that success? You think Adam and Eve were successful? They walked out on God and the will of God in the Garden of Eden. Do you think a man's a successful husband and a woman's a successful wife? When that first baby born to the world, the first baby that ever saw the light of day, was a murderer. Cain killed his brother Abel. Well, yes, Adam and Eve lost all they had. They lost fellowship with God, and they lost the garden God gave them. Now, you think about it. We belong to a race that's a failure. Oh, that doesn't sound good, does it? Well, we don't want to believe it, but it's so. All down the history, it's been that way. Man's not a success, he's a failure. Always has been. And he won't admit it. That's what's the matter with him. And he spends his time trying to strut stuff I remember when I was a boy, I heard a sermon. I was a young fellow, and somebody said this preacher was a little bit liberal. Didn't have many folks like that in that day and time. If they were, they didn't say much. But I heard this preacher preach one time. It sounds pretty good, you know, when you inflate the ego of the man. And he talked about man, the little God. Oh, brother, he went to town. Man, the little God. Man. And he made us feel like he was somebody. But you belong to a race of failures. I go back. I've been around. I'll never forget when I stood for the first time amid the crumbled ruins of Athenian culture and thought of those Greeks. Most beautiful language in the world is the Greek language. Yeah, ancient Greek, the classical Greek. Why, think of it. The beautiful architecture and all that happened to them, the culture and the art. And they studied their stuff, and I stood there amid the crumbled ruins of the Acropolis and stood there and preached one time. Think of it. And I thought about the dust of his centuries blowing over the bones of generation of generations. They come back and try to start over and build it again. But when he builds a house, sooner or later it falls. Man's a failure. Oh, you say, don't talk. Yes, I mean man as a whole. The human race is a failure. And the human race is always going to fail. Why? Because it feels sufficient. Whenever you feel sufficient, we tell everybody, be somebody. Make something out of yourself. You can be somebody. See? You're self-sufficient. See? Instead of telling our children to be what God wants you to be. If God wants you to be something, you be it. If he wants you to be a missionary, you be a missionary. Instead of telling our children that's success. You know, we don't know what success is. If you'd have seen Paul in prison for 2 years, chained to some men there, you would have thought he was a success. Oh, you'd have said that poor fellow had been in jail so long. Well, he was a success. You know why? He said, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. That made him a success. Outside of the directed will of God for your life, you're a failure. The only man that ever succeeded in this world. I don't say that succeeded in the light of this world. I don't mean that. You can succeed in the estimation of man and fail in the estimation of God. The only man that ever succeeds in this world is a man who does the will of God. He's a success. If you're not a success in the eyes of God, you're a failure. What's your money worth? What's it worth? What's it all worth? What's the world had to offer you? People say, no, now make your money, make your money. But everybody knows that following prosperity, we've always had adversity sooner or later. You know, prosperity is more dangerous sometimes than adversity. When you have adversity and times get hard, you know, you're careful. Then you say, I've got to save my money. Now everybody wants to make it, you know. And he starts out, and some people make it. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you not to do the best you can. But don't fool yourself. Man's a failure. Now, wait a minute. The only person that never did fail was Jesus Christ. You know why? He did the will of God. He came to die for sinners. He laid down his life. He took it again. And he's going to reign until every enemy is put under his feet. Jesus Christ is going to sit down on the throne of David in Jerusalem someday and be the king. He was crucified and rejected and spurned and men spat in his face. But he did the will of his Father. He did what he came to do. What did he do? He died on a cross. Why did he come? He came to die. He said so. He didn't say, I've come to live. He kept saying, my hour is not yet coming. When he came to the cross, he said, this is it, for this hour came I into the world. Jesus Christ wasn't any failure. No, he didn't fail. He did the will of God. Now listen to me, friend. God has a will for your life. You're there in a home. You're a mother. God has a will for you right there. Will is for you as a wife. First, he wants to save you if you're not saved. He wants you to be a Christian mother and bring up your children and nurture that mission of the Lord. He has a will for you as a father. You can't fail if you do the will of God. The only person that ever succeeds in this world is a person that does the will of God. The world may think he's a failure, but he isn't a failure. When the roll's called and eternal cycles begin to turn, you're going to find out then. The folks that were considered failures were the people who succeeded. And the folks that people thought were success or the failures of the world. Men build magnificent homes to strut their stuff, you know. homes they don't need, homes in which they pour thousands and thousands of dollars with the needs of the world, terrific. They build those homes, you know, and try to construct their stuff like the ancients built their homes and their buildings in crumbled ruins. And then what happened? Then they die and leave them. Well, they could have taken their money and used it for the glory of God and could have done so much good. Strange about men, isn't it? Isn't it strange? Looks like we learned something. Well, it's been that way down through the years because man is a failure. He destroyed the garden that God gave him. He lost his fortune. He's burned up every house he's ever built in ages past. He's blown up every civilization he's ever been able to build. And it's come down to our generation now when the whole world is in danger of destruction. And everybody trembling today. What you trembling about? You did it, didn't you? Man, I mean, did it. God didn't do it. Devil told man to do it, and man did it. It's a mess. Now, no wonder he said, God be merciful, me a sinner. You know something? As long as you think that you don't need mercy, you, a poor fellow, needs it worse than anybody in the world. We belong to a race that's fallen. Our forefather Adam and our mother Eve fell into sin and handed down to posterity, the father and mother of the race. And here you are, dead. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Paul said, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And if you are not under the directed will of God, you're a failure. Under the directed will of God, you can have success and be what God meant you to be. And that's success, and anything else is failure. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who bore our sin in His body on a cross, who was wounded by our transgressions and bruised by our iniquities. Help us to trust Him and love Him, to be surrendered to Him, and be all He'd have us be. And keep us by Thy grace along the line of Thy purpose in this world. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you know you need to be academically and spiritually challenged, you know enough to succeed as a student at Bob Jones University. Why not take the first step on the journey to that success? Call 1-800-BJ-ME. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile.